Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe something you own that you want to replace. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the speaking section. One topic that frequently appears is describing personal possessions, particularly those we wish to replace. This article will guide you through answering questions related to describe something you own that you want to replace effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe something you own that you want to replace, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to describe objects, express preferences, and discuss reasons for wanting changes. This topic has consistently appeared in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about personal possessions. Here are some potential questions. Do you have many personal possessions? What's your most valuable possession? Do you often replace your belongings? Let's focus on the third question as an example. Examiner, do you often replace your belongings? Sample answer, 7. Well, I try not to replace things too often. I usually keep my belongings until they're no longer usable. However, I do replace my phone every few years to keep up with new technology. Sample answer, band 8-9. To be honest, I'm not one for frequent replacements. I believe in sustainable consumption, so I tend to use items until they're beyond repair. That said, I do make exceptions for certain technological devices, like smartphones, which I upgrade every 3 to 4 years to stay abreast of innovations in the field. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe something you own that you want to replace. You should say what the item is, how long you have had it, why you want to replace it, and explain how you plan to replace it. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about my laptop, which I've been using for about 5 years now. It's a basic model that I bought when I started university. While it has served me well, I now feel it's time for an upgrade. The main reason I want to replace it is that it's becoming slow and can't handle some of the newer software I need for work. It takes a long time to start up and often freezes when I'm in the middle of important tasks. I plan to replace it with a more powerful model. I've been researching different brands and reading reviews online. I'm thinking of buying a new laptop during the upcoming holiday sales to get a good deal. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to discuss my current laptop, a mid-range model I procured approximately 5 years ago when I embarked on my university journey. While it has been a faithful companion throughout my academic pursuits, I now find myself at a juncture where an upgrade is not just desirable, but imperative. The primary impetus for this replacement is the laptop's diminishing performance. It's struggling to keep pace with the demands of cutting-edge software that I now rely on for my professional endeavors. The boot-up process has become arduously slow, and I frequently encounter system freezes at the most inopportune moments, which is detrimental to my productivity. My replacement strategy involves a thorough market analysis. I've been meticulously researching various brands, scrutinizing user reviews, and comparing specifications. I'm leaning towards a high-performance model that can effortlessly handle resource-intensive applications. To optimize my investment, I'm planning to make the purchase during the forthcoming holiday sales, which should allow me to secure a top-tier device at a more palatable price point. Follow-up questions. How do you decide when it's time to replace something? Do you think people replace things too quickly nowadays? Sample answer band 8-9 for question 1. Determining the right time to replace an item involves a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I assess the item's functionality in relation to my current needs. If it's no longer meeting my requirements or impeding my productivity, that's a clear indicator. Secondly, I consider the cost-benefit ratio of repairing versus replacing. If the repair costs are approaching or exceeding the price of a new item, replacement becomes more economically viable. Lastly, I factor in technological advancements. In rapidly evolving fields like electronics, significant improvements in efficiency or capabilities can justify an upgrade, even if the current item is still functional. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, Do you think the rise of consumerism has led to people replacing things more frequently? Sample answer 7. Yes, I think consumerism has definitely made people replace things more often. Companies are always releasing new products and advertising them heavily, which makes people want to buy the latest versions. Also, some products are made to last for a shorter time, so people have to replace them more frequently. Sample answer, band 8-9. Undoubtedly, the proliferation of consumerism has significantly altered our consumption patterns. The relentless cycle of product releases, coupled with aggressive marketing strategies, has fostered a culture of perpetual upgrades. This phenomenon is further exacerbated by the concept of planned obsolescence, where products are deliberately designed with a limited lifespan to stimulate repeat purchases. However, it's worth noting that this trend is not universally embraced. There's a growing countercurrent of conscious consumption, with many individuals and communities advocating for more sustainable practices. This includes embracing repair culture, opting for durable goods, and prioritizing quality over novelty. Ultimately, while consumerism has certainly accelerated the replacement cycle for many, there's an emerging awareness of its environmental and economic implications, which may lead to more balanced consumption habits in the future. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Procure, cur, verb, to obtain something, especially with care or effort. Example, I procured my laptop from a reputable electronics store. Impetus noun, the force that makes something happen or makes it happen more quickly. Example, the impetus for replacing my old phone was its deteriorating battery life. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, deciding to replace an item involves a multifaceted analysis of its usefulness and cost. Exacerbate, espet, verb, to make a problem or bad situation worse. Example, planned obsolescence exacerbates the issue of electronic waste. Proliferation, rapid increase in the number or amount of something. Example, the proliferation of new gadgets makes it tempting to constantly upgrade. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing possessions you want to replace. Use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide detailed explanations and examples to support your points. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both advantages and disadvantages. Practice speaking fluently and coherently about personal items and consumer habits. Be prepared to discuss broader societal issues related to consumerism and sustainability. Remember, the key to a high band score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and depth in your responses. If you found this guide helpful, you might also be interested in learning how to describe an app that you find useful in your daily life, or how to describe a person who has influenced your professional growth. These topics can further enhance your IELTS speaking skills. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.